Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. A message from the future. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Is a strange episode of Ghost Town, one that delves into a controversial figure still at large today. QAnon conspiracies, a mysterious ranch, and YouTube channels rife with crime and criminal allegations. Welcome to the QAnon commune, the upside-down, time-traveling world of cult conspiracy theorist Austin Steinbart. But to understand the QAnon commune and Steinbart himself, we have to go way back to 2017. Born on the shoulders of Pizzagate, which happened a year earlier, and other conspiracy theories that have been around for quite some time, QAnon is, in essence, the cryptic messages of Q, a mysterious online presence whose followers have been described as passionate, unrelenting, and cult-like. So, what exactly is the credo that QAnon followers ascribe to? According to the BBC, QAnon is, quote, a wide-ranging, completely unfounded theory that says that President Trump is waging a secret war against elite, Satan-worshipping pedophiles in government, business, and in the media. QAnon believers have speculated that this fight will lead to a day of reckoning, where prominent people such as former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton will be arrested and executed. These messages became known as Q drops or breadcrumbs, often written in cryptic language, peppered with slogans, pledges, and pro-Trump themes. Now, we could do a whole episode, probably 10 of them, on the evolution, rise, and fall, if you interpret it as that, of QAnon, but we will not. Just know that QAnon is the foundation for the work of Austin Steinbart, a young 30-something online influencer who, in brief, has said that he himself was Q. According to Steinbart via Vanity Fair, his future self, some 20 or 30 years in the very distant future, was using a time-traveling computer to post messages on 8chan that now appeared as the Q posts. Quote, put that in your pipe and smoke it, haters, Steinbart said in one of his early videos. I'm not just associated with Q. I am Q. Me, personally. This is my operation. The guy posting on the boards and running point on this operation is actually me in the future. Again, it's hard to interpret that any differently. Steinbart became known as Baby Q by his growing followers to distinguish himself from his future self, which is just Q. Back in early 2020, he was still building a base. Kylie Mayer was a sales contractor for AT&T at that point, when she claimed she found proof that the cellular company was spying on customers' phone calls. She became convinced that the deep state knew about her discovery and was going to punish her for it. It's then that she found Austin Steinbart's YouTube, along with other online conspiracy theories that seemed to validate her worldview. According to her younger sister, Casey, Kylie's Instagram posts went from sunsets and brunches to QAnon and Trump. Quote, I don't want my sister to be part of something like this, Casey eventually told Vanity Fair. So who is this online influencer and QAnon storyteller, we'll call him? Austin Steinbart, that seemed to seduce so many unmoored, budding conspiracy theorists? Of course, he started out just like a normal white dude who grew up in Texas and dropped out of Arizona State University to become a young IT technician. While his life seemed to be moving on a trajectory that might afford him a stable, you know, if boring existence, this is not exactly Austin Steinbart's vibe. Instead, he got really into QAnon and in 2018 joined, according to Vanity Fair, a group of armed vigilantes hunting for pedophile sex traffickers in the desert. But he wasn't there for long. Steinbart was kicked out of the group very soon after he arrived, as others believed his zealousness meant he worked for the government and could not be trusted. 2 years later, in March 2020, Steinbart started up a little YouTube channel with a big announcement. He was Q. Of course, during this time of QAnon, COVID panic, and general panic about the state of the world, there were, of course, during this time of QAnon, COVID panic, and general unrest about the state of the world, there were other people who claimed to be Q. But Steinbart distinguished himself by talking endlessly about walking the walk, underlining the crimes he had committed in Q's name, like smuggling drugs across the southern border or threatening to kill the Queen of Denmark if she didn't cede Greenland to the United States. To take things up a notch, in April 2020, Steinbart decided to demonstrate his allegiance to Q even more fully by going on a little public crime spree. He started with sharing some old footage he had recorded at his doctor's office, medical records containing the brain scans of football players suffering from chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE. Steinbart released the footage in one of his first QAnon videos, offering it as proof that he operated above the law, while, according to Vanity Fair again, not mentioning that, conveniently, he had been a patient at the clinic himself and had probably gained access through that. 6 days after Steinbart published the video, the FBI knocked on his door. Spoiler alert, they were not happy. Steinbart answered the door with a pistol in hand, according to FBI records. He became more cheerful when he learned that his new visitors were, in fact, from the FBI, and explained that he, too, was an agent of the government. Steinbart's initial interview with the feds was a defense attorney's nightmare, with him admitting just a string of crimes, like smuggling drugs, committing spy activity, and acting on orders from his future self, transmitted through an implant in his brain. 2 days later, he redirected his ire and, quote, above-the-law directives by urging his supporters to harass a cloud storage company that had deleted some of his files. When the company's CEO asked Steinbart to call off his fans, who had cost the company more than $10,000 by tying up their customer service lines, Steinbart told the executive he was getting in the way of, quote, Operation QAnon, and would be dealt with appropriately. 10 days later, the FBI agents were again not happy with Austin Steinbart. They arrested him on extortion charges for his threats to the cloud storage company's CEO. Despite prosecutors' warnings that Steinbart had, quote, significant unaddressed mental health issues, a judge released him from jail, putting him on house arrest with an ankle monitor. Steinbart's self-created backstory as a vigilante spy working for the military started to unravel after his indictment, when prosecutors found no proof that he worked for the government in any way, shape, or form. But it all made his online presence so much bigger. Thanks to the handful of videos that he had posted before his arrest, he attracted more than 20,000 YouTube subscribers, plus around a dozen followers who actually showed up at his court hearings waving a Q flag. If QAnon was a cult, well, Austin Steinbart had his own powerful, provocative branch growing stronger every day. On that note, let's take a break. After one hearing, Steinbart was met outside by the infamous Q shaman, Jacob Chansley, a man whose horned helmet and painted face would become infamous just a few months later when he stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 7th. "We have the high ground, and we're taking down them low-ass motherfuckers," Chansley assured Steinbart at the end of his hearing, shouting at the federal courthouse behind him, "When we go one, we go all, motherfuckers." At this point, Steinbart and his growing group of angry followers represented the QAnon fringe. Yes, the fringe of even QAnon. Kylie Mayer and other Steinbart followers cite one video during this time where they realized that Steinbart, in their hearts, was Q. The video is called Black Ops 101, but it's better known as the video where Steinbart talks about burning a man to death. The video is horrifying and compelling, and as his videos continued to be posted, Steinbart started to call his followers together in person in a home in suburban Phoenix. Steinbart's followers called the house the ranch, and many, including Kylie, began giving up their lives to work for Steinbart and his vision in Phoenix. A rotating crew of roughly 10 people lived on the ranch, with several other followers living elsewhere in the area, and of course, thousands more following and watching online. Steinbart was almost trying to take over the QAnon right at the height of the pandemic surge, with many new followers looking for some kind of leadership, directives, interpretation of Q drops. Steinbart, of course, was still under house arrest and wearing an ankle monitor ahead of his impending extortion trial. But that didn't deter his plans. They were to launch the Space Force, bring down the cabal, and fulfill his destiny as Baby Q. At this point, Kylie Mayer was living at the ranch and sharing a room with another woman, a 24-year-old New Ager who had been into conspiracy theories since the 2016 election. The other ranchers had dubbed the two the Crystal Sisters. Steinbart's master plan also included a lot of different YouTube channels targeting specific demographics. Kylie and her roommate launched Quantum Consciousness, a show aimed at millennials and New Age spiritualists. According to Vanity Fair, one episode centered on how the quantum internet could be used for time travel, and even see into the brains of historical figures like Julius Caesar or John F. Kennedy. It was the perfect example of pastel QAnon, a topic we've actually done an episode on way back when, and the branding of Steinbart's conspiratorial messages in Girl Boss Code was complete when the two toasted every end of the episode with White Claw hard seltzers. But the videos and the reach, however specific and compelling, seemed to lose momentum as the year went on. Steinbart's videos garnered tens of thousands of views, sure, but Steinbart was facing a mountain of legal problems that could send him to prison for years. Also, Steinbart's bail conditions prohibited him from drinking alcohol or using drugs, though he did those things almost daily, with any visitors signing non-disclosure agreements prohibiting them from discussing any of his, quote, habits that they witnessed at the ranch. A follower named Mike, according to Vanity Fair, became disaffected by Steinbart's behavior. Instead of working to carry out Operation QAnon, Mike noticed, everyone was just drinking all night and sleeping the day away. And while Steinbart claimed that he had enough money to fund the entire Space Force, he asked his followers to pay for his beer. Quote, "He never paid for a single thing there," Mike said in a video he posted online, urging other Steinbart followers to abandon their leader. Somehow, but not surprisingly, court officials discovered that Steinbart had violated his bail restrictions. He was arrested again in September 2020 and admitted to drinking alcohol and smoking marijuana. When police searched his house, they found a Wizinator, a prosthetic penis meant to cheat drug tests. A judge ruling held Steinbart in prison until his trial. This seemed to break the illusion of Baby Q, with remaining followers wondering what they were even doing at the ranch. In April 2021, Steinbart pled guilty to the extortion charge and was sentenced to 8 months' time served, and eventually was out of jail. But the magic was kind of over, at least in that phase of Steinbart's existence. The ranch had dissolved, and the post-riot social media crackdown on QAnon followers whittled away Steinbart's presence. And while Steinbart claimed he had won new adherents in jail, his diehard followers, well, most of them, seemed to be getting back to their old lives. But not Kylie. With the dissolution of his commune, Steinbart took another tactic, reinventing himself as a preppy young Republican along party lines, with a second-in-command and new girlfriend in Kylie Mayer. Thanks to Republican leaders' willingness to accommodate QAnon and treat it as a legitimate faction of the party, Steinbart was beginning to be treated as a credible public figure. Quote, "Steinbart's compound had failed, but in a way he had found something even better," wrote author and Daily Beast reporter Will Sommer. He had even managed to insinuate himself into the team handling the Arizona ballot, becoming one of the audit's staffers shortly after his release from jail. In retrospect, Steinbart, actually, and surprisingly, had some self-awareness about his attempt to create a QAnon compound and how it really wasn't the right move after all. Quote, "I didn't do myself any favors doing the ranch thing," he said, and he seemed to be rewarded for that self-awareness. In 2022, he became the campaign manager for retired NFL star turned Republican congressional candidate Jerome Davison. Quote, Austin is my campaign manager, Davison, who ran for Arizona's new 4th congressional district, wrote on Facebook, claiming that, quote, the left is so afraid of my campaign that they tried to force me to fire Steinbart. This is where Steinbart parlayed his political presence into his own party, the Quantum Party. Soon after is where Steinbart parlayed his political presence, however small but, again, somewhat respectable, into his own party, the Quantum Party. It's more of the same, and the question of whether it has caught on, never will catch on, or is currently drifting in some kind of middle space in our crazy, politically confused world is, well, up for interpretation. Currently, his ex-handle promotes him as a social engineer, leading the Quantum Party of America, with the hashtag MakeAmericaQuantum and catchphrases on the official website like, the government is evil, democracy isn't real, and the country is failing. Despite how Austin Steinbart has changed or redirected course since 2020, his rhetoric feels shockingly the same, about how today's government, one he's seemingly actively involved with, is, according to his website, quote, racing us ever faster towards Armageddon.